Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in, everybody. Sports Daily on a Friday. Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Caster in with you today here on KFH. We are glad to be with you. Major talkers. Timing's good for Tommy and I to hook up for the first time here on this show. Tommy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jacob. How are you?
Well, I'm good. A lot to digest right now.
A lot going on today.
As we get to the end of July, we're starting to get to training camps in the NFL. Boy, another haymaker thrown by the league to the players to strongly urge a vaccination. So we'll get into that, certainly, as we get through the show today. The Kansas City Chiefs also send rookies and quarterbacks, by the way. They get going to a more traditional start of camp next week. And the college football world, boy, you want to talk about the rumor mill. There may not be anything in the world that gets the sports rumor mill churning faster than potential conference realignment talk. And that's what we have right now with just a major, major story developing with Texas and Oklahoma that, you know, according to reports now coming in today and into the evening yesterday, maybe further along than we even thought after the original report. So plenty to talk about there. But let's start in the NFL, Tommy, as we look at this new plan. When you think about the NFL and what it's doing, are you at all surprised by how aggressive the league is being at this point in trying to get players vaccinated?
Yeah, no, I'm not at all. I mean, I think this is definitely something where the NFL, they're attempting to protect their assets, right? They saw what the season was like in 2020 without fans in the stands. You know, they had the crazy scheduling where there were games on all 7 days of the week, games on Wednesdays, Tuesday mornings. It was just really, you know, not ideal, obviously, last year for the NFL. And I think that they see how things are going right now in the country, and they want to do everything they can to protect those assets. It's all about making as much money as they possibly can, obviously, and they're trying to do everything they can to protect that.
Yeah, it really is, and that's for any business. I mean, when it comes down to it, businesses across the country, small, large, medium, outside of a select few who may have benefited from the pandemic, everyone's tired of losing money.
Oh, sure.
And, and we're to the point now where adults have a decision to make, and so do businesses. And that's where sometimes this is going to collide. And this isn't, you know, the first time that something like this will happen. There are schools across the country who have required vaccinations forever. There are places of employment that, you know, require employees to wear a shirt to work. Like, the employer is going to do what it needs to do to protect its, you know, its assets, as
right,
you put it. And
right.
That's totally right. And in this case, the league sees a scenario where, God, we're trying to go at this the best we can. There's already enough concern with trying to allow fans to be a part of it, which, if you're the league, has to happen, right? Everybody took a shot to the chin last year on not having fans for most of the season. So if you're going to have that aspect to it, you also have an obligation to protect your players. And I think it's totally reasonable for the league to set up strict standards for the players to protect themselves. Because here's the bottom line. Not only do they have to worry about the players who are unvaccinated, they have to worry about the players who are unvaccinated and their effect on the players who are vaccinated. And we know now, we are seeing across the country, this Delta variant, which we were warned about for a long time that this would happen, is breaking through a little bit.
Yeah.
And we see vaccinated players, Cole Beasley, the biggest anti-vaxxer, probably at least the face of it for the NFL, in some of his discussions, and he's been very respectful. I'm okay with it. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. But he said, look, I've had a teammate who's vaccinated leave this week. Thank goodness they found it. We get tested every day. But that's the reality, is because somebody brought it in, now a vaccinated player is at risk, right? So now you have that to consider too. And every workplace has that. How do you protect the people who you're supposed to protect at work every day? We're all work remote forever? Like, it's a really complicated thing, but I'm not surprised at all. The NFL, which, you know, has a history of being aggressive when it comes to this kind of stuff, is setting out a kind of mandate. And basically, we haven't even talked about what the mandate is. So you've got a league now saying, basically, if your team can't play a game because of a COVID-19 outbreak, you're on the hook.
Yeah.
Players aren't getting paid for either team, and you've got to come up with the expenses. You'll forfeit the game. All the accrued expenses are at your cost. I mean, these are pretty big incentives. And whether it's that or the, you know, another surge which is upon us, I think we're going to see vaccination rates in the league go up from what they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a situation now where the NFL saw how things went last year. And, you know, the Green Bay Packers, I read an article last week, and they released their financials from the 2020 season, and they weren't good. And a lot of that had to come down to the fact that, you know, they were dealing with, you know, no fans in Lambeau, and in turn that affects the entire community. And, you know, so this is the NFL, you know, they're putting pressure on the players. They're putting pressure on, you know, the teams, the organizations. They're basically saying, look, we're not going to be flexible like we were last year. We're not going to say, okay, well, there's an outbreak, so let's pause. You know, let's try to find a way to reschedule. We're not going to be flexible like that. We've got to figure out a way that we can get, you know, games in. And if they can't get in, you know, regularly scheduled, then there are going to be harsh penalties. And I think, you know, you start messing with players' paychecks, like, that's one thing. But also the fact that, you know, the fact that the games are going to be forfeited from the team that has the outbreak, you're messing with, you know, potential playoff runs for certain teams. You're messing with, you know, I mean, think about the fact if let's say the Kansas City Chiefs had an outbreak and they're, you know, on their way to an AFC West, you know, championship, well, that could maybe be something that's, you know, derailed if they don't have, you know, control over this situation. So I think that this is the NFL putting the pressure on the organizations and on the players to find a way to at least minimize or mitigate any negative situation that could happen this season.
It really is fascinating sometimes when our you know, playground world, which is pro sports, just collides with reality. And I'm not sure I can remember anything where it's done that as much as COVID. I mean, I look at the things that the NFL are putting down and trying to deal with are the things we're all dealing with right now.
Right.
And I don't know. And I think sometimes people think, oh, well, they make all this money in TV. They're okay. They'll still make money. There's a reason you pay, you know, $90 for a ticket to a football game.
Right.
That's where a lot of the money's made, or most of the money probably, for these teams. The merchandise, the concessions, the tickets, like, that's what it's all about. You got to put butts in the seats. And the league wants to put fans in the seats this year, and will put fans in the seats this year, and they have to protect their players at the same time. You have companies across the country, across the planet right now, trying to figure out, how do we get back to business but still protect our employees? And we'd hoped, and for a while this summer, until we've had this recent surge, I think we had come to terms with, okay, well, you just choose to get the vaccine or you don't choose to get the vaccine, and that'll take it. But we're seeing again here, it's not quite that simple. We're seeing hospitals overrun again. For the Chiefs, Kansas City is maybe the epicenter right now,
mm-hmm.
because of the region and the people coming in of this late. So I understand it. I've got no issues with what the league's doing. I don't know if it will. It's not going to convince everybody on what they'll do. I'd be more interested, I think, in the locker room dynamic than I would be anything else, because it's tense.
Yeah.
Think about it. Wherever you land on it, you probably have a strong opinion as to why you land that way on it. Don't know that there's a lot of indifferent people about it, and it can get tense. And I just imagine a locker room situation, and when that comes up, and goodness, imagine that first time. I mean, Tommy, do you think we will navigate this entire NFL season with no outbreaks on a team. I don't think that seems likely at this point.
Yeah, if you had asked me maybe a couple of months ago, I would have said, oh yeah, I think that, you know, it's not going to be a big issue. We saw how Major League Baseball has been able to, I mean, fairly well navigate, you know, this issue throughout the early part of the season. But I'm just, you know, the way things stand right now, I'm just not sure that that's realistic. And what the NFL has done is, you know, they're putting pressure on the players and the teams, but in turn, players are now going to be putting pressure on their teammates, like you just mentioned, one way or another. And it's been a little interesting to me, at least, to see some of the players who are coming out against this mandate from the NFL. We all know about Cole Beasley. That's, you know, that's been going on for a couple of weeks now. But DeAndre Hopkins came out against the vaccine. In fact, at one point said that he had a hard time seeing a future for himself in the NFL. He deleted that tweet later due to the mandate. You know, Jalen Ramsey has come out against it. There have been several high-profile players that have said that they disagree with the decision and maybe they're not even interested in getting the vaccine. And that's going to pit teammate against teammate. If you've got a teammate who is, you know, very pro-vaccine, or even not even pro-vaccine, but pro, let's get the season done, you know, let's not forfeit any games, or I want to get my paycheck, that's going to pit them against the guys that are a little bit hesitant about that. So that's the only thing that I think is a little discouraging about the mandate, is that I understand where the NFL is coming from, but at the same time, they've put the onus now on the players. And like you mentioned, the locker room is going to be a tense, it's already a tense area when you're trying to win football games and make a run to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. But it's going to be even more tense now for a reason that has absolutely nothing to do with getting on the field and playing the game. So that's going to be interesting to see how teams navigate that. And we've, like I said, we've already seen players that have come out negative against this decision. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm sure there are. Look, there are going to be players who there's a reason they don't want to take a vaccine.
Sure.
That's one lane. There's another lane, though, of guys who are, you know, in their early to mid-20s that maybe just haven't gotten around to it. And that you may hear that and think, no way. Totally. Talk to people.
Yeah.
Talk to people you know of that age. I know plenty of people who are unvaccinated because they just kind of haven't gotten around to it, which is an interesting way to navigate life right now. But I don't want to make a guarantee, but the vaccination rates are going to go up with this mandate because there are plenty of guys who are probably fairly indifferent that just haven't done it, that feel like I'm young, I'll be fine, but they're not necessarily anti-vaccine. So they'll go get vaccinated. We will see rates go up. I don't think there's any question about that, but we will have people that have a hard decision to make. Cole Beasley seems like he's willing to be like, whatever, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think that's more easily said than done for some people, but for guys who have made a lot of money who have a reason that they really don't want to, then, you know, I think that we see that, and there will be a line in the sand at some point. Now, mm-hmm. Cole Beasley pointed out that they get tested every day. He's careful. He doesn't do things he shouldn't be doing. It's not that he didn't believe in the virus. He doesn't believe in the vaccine, taking a vaccine.
Right.
Okay. So I think his point is, I'm going to take care of myself, protect myself, get tested every day, and move on with it.
Well, yeah,
and maybe that's enough too for the league to help prevent. I don't know.
Right. Well, to your point also, you know, the fact that, you know, a lot of these players, and I think a lot of people forget about this, and even players are forgetting about this too, when they sign deals with, you know, their team in the NFL, they join the union. They join the NFLPA. And if the union is in support of this, which it sounds like there has been some collaboration between the NFL and the Players Association, well, then at that point, you're a member of the union, and, you know, you said it at the very beginning, when you go to work, you have to abide by what your employer wants you to do. And you know, every business is dealing with this in some way, shape, or form right now anyway. The NFL is no exception. They've got a union. The players can appeal to the union, but at the end of the day, if the union makes a deal with the NFL, and if a vaccine mandate or, you know, these penalties or whatever are something that's agreed upon, then unfortunately for the players, they've got to go along with it because they're members of the union.
869-1240 is the number to call if you'd like to join us. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster in for Bruce today on Sports Daily. I see these things, and I just, you mentioned a mandate to a vaccine. God, I hope we never get to that
point.
If we ever get to that point anywhere it's going to mean things have gotten really bad. It would take a lot to even consider something like that. It would have to get really, really bad, again, for that something like that to happen, and let's all pray that doesn't happen. Ezekiel Elliott, so the Cowboys have reported to camp. They play in the Hall of Fame game. They're one of the handful of teams that has reported to camp. Ezekiel Elliott spoke about the vaccine. The mandate came down, and then he talked. He said, among a variety of things, that he did get the vaccine. He says he won't tell his teammates whether or not they should. And he talked about the mandate and losing out on game checks. Here's what Zeke had to say.
You said game checks?
Yeah. I mean, you just told me something new, but like I said, it's everyone's body. You got to respect that. You can't just, I mean, a check is only monetary. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can't put a price on someone's health or, you know, what they think will make them feel good or not make them feel good. So, I mean, that's like I said, you're kind of walking the tight line.
I think that's, you know, it's, he obviously didn't know about it until he was asked the question. But, yeah, I think he's on to something. Again, he said he got the vaccine. So it's not, he's not in that camp. But I'm not sure I disagree. I don't ever want to get to the point where people need to be told what to do with their medical lives. And that's what makes this all so challenging, is because it doesn't just impact these guys, it impacts everybody. Mm-hmm. Especially now, too. God, Tommy, we're seeing these cases break through to vaccinated people. That's you know, not the worst case scenario, but it's sort of the biggest fear realized.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And I think that, you know, some of these players, probably their mentality is this is a slippery slope. If the NFL starts to, you know, put down these consequences of, you know, missing game checks and forfeiting games and that sort of thing, then what's next? What's the next thing that the NFL can potentially do? And as you mentioned, the worst case scenario is actually mandating vaccines. And I think we're a long ways away from that. But I can understand players, you know, sentiments that, yeah, this is where it starts. Where does it end? But at the end of the day, like we mentioned at the very top, this is the NFL, and it's the teams protecting their assets. And it's not just the players. It's not just the coaches or the front office. I mean, it trickles down, Jacob, all the way down to the people that are working the concession stands and the ushers at the stadiums and, you know, things like that, and their employment and their, you know, their livelihoods. And if you don't have games because of a COVID-19 outbreak, then that's going to impact a lot of people, even away from the field itself. So this is, I think, the NFL, again, they're protecting their assets, but at the same time, they're trying to make sure that all those people that rely, not just with the team, but the community as a whole, that rely on the team and the NFL and the games, that they're not going to be missing out.
It's a good point, and I hope that people have some sympathy to where employers come into play with all of this. I know because I help manage people at my other job at KWCH, and I have conversations with people all the time, and there are really painstaking consequences to anything you decide to do. It is a slippery slope. You never want to take away freedoms and choices and all of those things. The hardest part, I think, for employers is, well, what do I do to protect everybody else? That decision affects them. This is such a unique situation in that way. Stadium workers, they can get paid unless the teams or some players in some situations ponied up and took care of them. That's a lot of people, and the league knows it has to have fans. And the league, you know, fans are going to have to make their own choices, and there's not a whole lot they can do other than keep those fans away from staff and players to try and, you know, eliminate the crossover there. But you gotta have your intentions to look out for everybody. So, and again, I don't know what the answer is. I don't. I think about it all the time. Are you more concerned about the choices that player A is able to make and what they do with, you know, their health decisions? Or are you more concerned with the 75-ish%, which is what it sounds like the league is vaccinated at, is doing, and that they're able to do what they need to do? And again, I don't know what the answer to that is. I wish it was as simple as, if you choose not to take the vaccine, it's your risk and your risk only. But we know that that's not the case. And again, that's why it's so complicated. That's why it's so risky. You know, if you choose to not wear a seatbelt, you're really only risking your own health, right? If you choose not to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle, you're really only risking your own health. I always try and equate it to speed limits. If you choose to drive 100 down the highway, now you're risking other people's health, right? That's where it's at. And I don't know, you know, we have laws and things like this all the time, but not usually when it comes to health, other than schools and vaccines and things like that. It's a tough thing. I just hope that, you know, for those who are indifferent, you take a look at it, because it's going to be... We all thought we were done with this, didn't we? We're supposed to be done with this. It's supposed to be the season of celebration. No more talking about this, thinking about this. Damn you, COVID.
Ugh.
We got a lot to talk about today. We'll hit on the Chiefs as we're talking NFL football. We'll kind of look ahead to the Chiefs. What do we want to see at camp? What are we looking for over the next few weeks with the Kansas City Chiefs? I'd contend they have about as little to accomplish in training camp as any team. We'll hit on that. 869-1240, the number to call. We're talking the NFL, and we don't want to, but COVID back in the news with the league today, so we can hit on that throughout the show. And, of course, college football, everybody's favorite topic. We'll go over what's on tap coming up after the break. Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrock with you, Sports Daily on a Friday.
What's on tap brought to you by Side Pockets Daily Lunch Specials today, a half-pound cheeseburger and fries. At the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, Side Pockets, it's What's on Tap.